This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 24th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. On Friday, we published part one of our interview with Bradley Rotter, a pioneer in financial futures, hedge fund investing, and cryptocurrency investing. I interviewed him over Zoom for the Open Outcry Traders History Project after he commented on a video from the series that I posted to a CBOT-related Facebook group. On Tuesday, we will publish part two of his interview. Today is the first day of work for Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited's new CEO, Nicholas Alejandro Aguzin. Welcome to one of the best jobs you could ever imagine. On Friday, I did an interview with Owen Johnson of CME Group, where he is the global head of research and product development. Look for that story later this week. Owen started as a journalist and became an analyst and landed at the CME after trying to sell them an index, and he is quite the world traveler. Bloomberg reported that the Eiffel Tower will reopen in mid-July after suffering heavy losses. I love Paris. Bloomberg also reported that former U.S. Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers said cryptocurrencies could stay as a feature of global markets, as something akin to digital gold. So my question is, how many central banks are holding Bitcoin like they do gold? And when was the last time gold was used in a cybersecurity hack crime to pay off the hackers? While there are some similarities to the way Bitcoin and gold are used, I think Larry is wrong. STA put out a new TradingViews podcast on Friday, this one featuring an interview with Brian Harkins, president of BIDS Trading, and Mehmet Kinnick, global head of systemic trading and market structure at T. Rowe Price. Their discussion touched on a range of topics, including the state of the exchange, CBOE's acquisition of BIDS, and the current ETF landscape. To listen, click on a link in today's newsletter. That was reported by Suzanne Cosgrove. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Don't forget to register for the Virtual Asset Management Derivatives Forum. FIA and SIFMA AMG are bringing you a virtual take on the Asset Management Derivatives Forum in 2021. Join them for virtual programming on June 8th and 9th, during which market participants from all sides of a trade and leading regulators will examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. This year's keynote speakers are Dan Berkovitz, Commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Catherine McGinnis, Chair of the Policy and Resources Committee for the City of London, and Allison Heron Lee, Commissioner at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Learn more and register today. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the New York Times. How humanity gave itself an extra life. Between 1920 and 2020, the average human lifespan doubled. How did we do it? Science mattered, but so did activism. In September 1918, a flu virus began spreading through Camp Devens, an overcrowded military base just outside of Boston. By the time of the second week of the outbreak, one in five soldiers at the base had come down with the illness, but the speed with which it spread through the camp was not nearly as shocking as the lethality. "It's only a matter of a few hours, then, until death comes," a camp physician wrote. "It's horrible. One can stand it to see one or two or 20 men die, but to see these poor devils dropping like flies sort of gets on your nerves. We've been averaging about 100 deaths per day." My comment, this is a fascinating story about how lifespan doubled. It was not just scientific breakthroughs, but the strident activism of some to make those findings part of everyday life. there's an interesting parallel to our markets. It was not just the breakthrough economic writings of Milton Friedman or Friedrich Hayek that helped our markets develop. It was the strident and unending activism of people like Leo Melamed to make financial futures and electronic trading a reality. Here's a commentary from Vinson and Elkins. Executive order on climate-related financial risk. One small step for climate, one giant leap for federal climate policy. On May 20th, 2021, President Biden signed a long-anticipated executive order on climate-related financial risk. The executive order establishes a policy to advance consistent, clear, intelligible, comparable, and accurate disclosure of climate-related financial risk, addressing such broadly varying actions as potential regulation of climate risk in the U.S., financial system, and addressing the Department of Labor's Trump-era ESG investing rules. Notably, the executive order proposes to use federal procurement and lending programs as a testbed for a variety of climate-related initiatives, from contractor disclosure requirements to agency use of climate data in making award decisions. My comment? I am just mooning over this headline. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Bitcoin is a con, declares media luminary Barry Diller. It is pretty clear where IAC chairman Barry Diller stands on Bitcoin. He hates it, and he views it as a potential danger to would-be investors. On Friday, asked to offer his thoughts on the crypto phenomena that has swept across the world, billionaire Diller had this to say. I think it's a con. Yeah, absolutely, he added. I've watched some of the people that you've had on CNBC to talk about it. $40,000, $12,000, or whatever, and I think this is nutso talk. My comment. Barry Diller knows a con when he sees one. Here's the story that accompanies the Brad Rotter Open Outcry Traders History Project Part 1 video. Bradley Rotter has been a pioneer in financial futures, hedge fund investing, and cryptocurrencies. He was on the trading floor of the Chicago Board of Trade when financial futures were just getting started. He convinced Merrill Lynch they needed a financial futures expert and was hired, then later moved to New York to work for E.F. Hutton before returning to Chicago to become the floor manager for A.G. Becker & Company when the bonds first were traded in the old South Room of the CBOT. You can find a link for the video on johnlothiannews.com. We published the spread today, Goldman Sachs theory about the VIX, regulators eye index providers. This week on the spread, a Virginia resident is ordered to pay $5 million for defrauding investors. The SEC considers index regulation, Bitcoin options drive Bitcoin's price down, and more. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top click story Friday was Vela and Exigy merged to expand market data and execution platform offering from the Trade News. Second was Kenilworth Mansion with ties to World's Fair takes 9 years to sell from Crane Chicago Business, which was also our top click story on Thursday. Third was world-dominating superstar firms get bigger, techier, and more Chinese from Bloomberg. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.